Today's share of Mishnah Berurah is Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Omud Aleph, and we begin at the very bottom of Kuf Chav Vav Omud Beis with Simin Sadi Dalet, which talks about the right orientation that a person should be facing. Lekavi Neged Eretz Yisrael, a person wherever he is davening in the world should be facing towards Eretz Yisrael, as we see towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis Hamikdash, and eventually, if you're in the Beis Hamikdash, you should be facing towards the Holy of Holies, the place where the Aron was. And the Mechaber begins, and he writes, "Bekumo l'spala, when a person gets up to daven, im haya omed b'chutz la'aretz, if he's outside of Eretz Yisrael, he's davening in chutz la'aretz, yachzir pon of kineged Eretz Yisrael, he should turn towards Eretz Yisrael. And furthermore, v'yachavein gam l'Yerushalayim v'lamikdosh l'beis kodshei kadoshim." The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel explains that when he says v'yachavein, you should have intention, you should have kavona, rod salomer, this means to say, yachavein libo af al pish'iev shalo l'hachzir pon of kinegdom. Even though he's not able to turn his entire body in the exact right orientation, he should have his heart, he should be thinking towards these places. Rod salomer, this means to say, shi'achzir b'libo, you should have in his heart, v'rayonu, in his thoughts, ki'ilu ho'omid b'mikdosh, as if he's standing in the base of Mikdosh, which is in Yerushalayim, Asher Yerushalayim, b'mkom kodesh ha'kadoshim. One should imagine, as if he's standing inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. To summarize, if a person is standing outside of Eretz Yisrael, he should orient himself towards Eretz Yisrael, but in his heart he should imagine not just Eretz Yisrael, that he's imagining towards Yerushalayim, and the Har HaBayis, where the Beis HaMikdash was, and the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, when he's saying we're in Chutz La'aretz, Pirush, Kisha Omed B'Chutz La'aretz, you're outside Eretz Yisrael, L'Mizrach HaShel Eretz Yisrael, if you're in the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael, Yechavim Ponav L'Marav, you should face towards the west, Shu Kineged Eretz Yisrael, because on the eastern aspect of Eretz Yisrael, if you're facing towards Eretz Yisrael, you're facing west. Ukisha Omed Mitzad Marav, if you're on the western side of Eretz Yisrael, Kimo B'Din HaSeinu, as much of Europe is in the United States, Yafok Ponav L'Mizrach, then you face towards the east, V'chein B'Chol Aruchas, and likewise in every orientation, people in South America, they would be facing more towards the northern direction. People up in the Antarctic would be facing towards the north. The people in the Arctic would be facing towards the south. And this, v'chein habeir b'mashakosu l'chama, and this is in fact explaining what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, what the Mechaber will be saying, hayomid b'Eretz Yisrael, yachzipanu v'chule, when we say when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you turn towards Yerushalayim, hayomid Yerushalayim, yachzipanu v'chule, you turn towards the Har HaBayis, etc. All of this is where you physically can, you orient yourself towards the more holy place. Sivkot and Beis, we write Kineged Eretz Yisrael, facing towards Eretz Yisrael, Shenemar v'spallu elecha derech aretzon, because the pasuk says, you shall go and daven towards our land. This is a pasuk from Melachim Aleph, Periches, pasuk Memches. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Hayomid b'Eretz Yisrael, if you're already in Eretz Yisrael, yachzir ponav kineged Yerushalayim, you turn towards Yerushalayim. And again, v'yachavin gam l'mikdosh l'beis kodshei kadoshim. And in your heart, and your thoughts, you have in mind that you're facing not only towards Yerushalayim, but you're facing towards the Har HaBayis, the Beis HaMikdosh, and the Kodesh HaKodoshim on the Har HaBayis. Likewise, Hayomid b'Yerushalayim, if you're already in the city of Yerushalayim, yachzir ponav l'mikdosh, you face towards the actual Har HaBayis, towards the Beis HaMikdosh, and as well, v'yachavin gam kein l'beis kodshei kadoshim. And as well, you should still think in your mind and have in your heart that you're facing towards the actual Kodesh HaKodoshim. If the person is to the back, so to say, of the area of the Kodesh Kodeshim, he's on the other side. For example, we always face in the plaza of the Kotel HaMaravi, we face in an easterly direction. If somebody was on the other side, they would be facing in a western direction. So the Mechaber says, Hayomed Achori HaKaporis, Machzir Panav LeKaporis. Whichever way you are oriented, it should always be towards the actual Kodesh HaKodeshim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, Kineged Yerushalayim, Shenemar, because this is based upon a pasuk, also from Melachim Aleph Periches, here pasuk Mem Dalet, which states Vispalu El Habayis Hazeh, you should turn towards this house, meaning the Beis HaMikdash. The Yishuv footnote number 1 says that we should start having these thoughts about us. We're imagining, we're thinking that we're inside the Kodesh Kodoshim. We should start having this Yachshov Kodem Tchilas Shmoneh Esrei. It's brought down in Simon Sadiches that you should have these thoughts already before you start the Shmoneh Esrei, because Shekein Betfila Atzma Tzorach Shiachshov is Perish Amilos. Because during the actual saying of the Shmoneh Esrei, you should be concentrating on where you are, but you should be concentrating more on what you're saying. The Yishuv footnote number 2 brings down, interestingly, that even though today, nowadays, unfortunately, Yerushalayim is not rebuilt in the way that we're all expecting and waiting for it to be built in Meher Yemeinu when the Mashiach comes, so the Makor HaChaim says, nevertheless, we still face towards that area, Shekivan Shelo Zozo HaShchino Me'akotel HaMaravi, because the Shechina has never left the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall. Afilu B'Chorbanah. And therefore, even in the destruction of the actual Beis HaMikdash, Yifnu Elav HaKol, we all should be facing in that orientation, Shehu Tel Olam, because this is the place in the entire world. The issue footnote number 2 further points out that this is also true when you say modim the rabbanon. And Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down sheish harbe shalom akpidim lishtachavos letzad mizrach. There are many people that aren't careful when they say modim that they bow down, that they're not bowing down towards the east, i.e., towards Yerushalayim. V'yav sheish tachavoyezuhi midina de gemara. Now this is an early requirement, already based on the gemara, that a person should bow down during modim, and therefore lechatchila tzorich lishtachavos lekivun beis hamikdash. And therefore, a person should be careful to try to face in the right orientation when he's bowing down modim, i.e. towards the Beis HaMikdash. Siv Katan Vav, the Mishnah Berurah explains that when we said if you're standing behind the Kaparis, behind the Holy of Holies, Pirush b'ma'arovos the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking here on the western aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, i.e. in an area, so to say, near the Kotel Plaza, then you'd be facing in the easterly direction towards the Holy of Holies. Sivkat and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to have your pun of La Kaporis. This is also based upon a pasuk from the same parak in Melachim, here pasuk Lamed Hey, where he writes, Shenemar vispalu el hamokom hazeh, you've davened towards this place. And the person should have in mind, V'yiras atzmo kilu omei lifnei HaKaporis. The person should constantly be thinking that he's standing in front of the holiest of holy places in the world when he's saying the Shmoneh Esrei. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Im ispala l'ruach mishar ruchos, if a person is turned towards a different orientation, not east, for example, in our countries, but he's facing in a different direction, yitzadid ponav l'tzad Eretz Yisrael, he should at least turn his head, even if his whole body is facing in a different or slightly different direction, he should at least turn his head towards Eretz Yisrael, imu b'chutz l'aretz, if he's outside of Eretz Yisrael. If he's in Eretz Yisrael but not facing directly towards Yerushalayim, so his body may not be facing towards Yerushalayim, at least he should turn his head v'Yerushalayim imu b'Eretz Yisrael, he should turn his head towards Yerushalayim. And if he's in Yerushalayim, he should, even though his body may be facing in a slightly different orientation, he should at least turn his head v'Lamikdosh imu b'Yerushalayim. He should turn his head towards the actual Harabayis area of the Beis HaMikdosh. The Ramah adds over here, Hagah, the Anu Shemachzirim Ponenu Limizrach, and nowadays people in Europe living where the Ramah did in Ashkenazic Europe, so those people who are facing towards the east, because we're somewhat to the west of Eretz Yisrael, in Europe he's talking about, and therefore when we face towards the east, we are facing towards Eretz Yisrael, and he brings us down the name of the Tur and the Smag. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Ches writes, L'ruach mishar ruchos, if you're slightly oriented towards a different direction than the actual Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, or Har HaBayis, depending on where you are. Kigon, for example, why would a person want to do this and face in a different direction? Kigon, shirotze lahachkim o lahashir. If a person wants to become smart, or a person becomes the one rich, as we have in the Gemara, based upon B'yamru Chazal, harotze lahachkim, Yadrin, if somebody wishes to be smart, he should go and face in a southerly direction. Lahash, if he wishes to become rich, he should face in a northerly direction. This has to do with the menorah and the shulchan and the Beis HaMikdash that were respectively on the southern and northern side of the Heichal, which is called the Holy. That's one pshat. Or alternatively, the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, kigon shirochev alachmor, if a person is riding on a donkey, v'yef sholo lahachzir esatzmo l'tzad Eretz Yisrael, he isn't able to turn his whole body towards the direction because he's riding on the donkey and it's difficult for him to do so, he'll fall off the donkey. So nevertheless, mikol mokom yitzadid ponov, he should at least turn his head in that right orientation, l'kayim ha'shinemar v'spallu elecho derech hartzom. And this will fulfill the first pasuk that we brought down, that you should daven towards our land. The Berhete brings down an additional reason. For example, b'makom shemin hagam kach, where the people have the custom that they face in this orientation. For example, maybe the shul is built that way. For whatever the reason, if a person isn't able to physically adjust his entire body, he should at least adjust his head and turn it in that proper orientation, towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim, towards the Har HaBayis, towards the Holy of Holies, depending on where he's standing. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Tes quotes the Ramah, who says, and nowadays, when we are in Europe, and we are somewhat to the west of Eretz Yisrael, we turn east. And the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, we face towards the east. That's why he says, most shuls in Europe, and therefore the United States as well, they're facing towards the east, and they put the Aron Kodesh on the eastern wall, so you can both face towards Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, and as well face towards the Aron Kodesh in the shul that you're davening in. And this is pointed out as well in the issue footnote number 3, based upon the Rambam and the Tur, who say that you should have both the Aron Kodesh and your orientation facing in the same direction, Kadeshu Pineam El Mula Hechol Bishosh Mispalam. So you're facing the Hechol while you're davening. So this way you orient both in the same direction, towards Eretz Yisrael, towards the Hechol, and as well towards the Aron Kodesh. The Mishnah Berurah then says, however, v'miyev shalo likbo b'mizroch, if you're unable to, for whatever the reason, go and put the Aron Kodesh on the eastern side, yikbal b'dorim, so put it then on the southern side of the shul. because in fact Eretz Yisrael is somewhat south, as we'll see in a moment, the Bir Halacha, when he brings down the Levush. So therefore, you're at least facing somewhat in the right orientation. However, I'll call upon him Lulamara, but whatever you do, try not to have the Aron Kodesh on the western side, because then your back is going to be towards the Hechol. Shiachori Ha'am LeHechol, because everybody has to be facing towards Eretz Yisrael, and their back will be towards the Aron Kodesh. The Hechol here is referring to the Aron Kodesh, and not referring to the Hechol of the Beis HaMikdash. Umiyu, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu kavu hechol b'kosel acher, if they did put, in fact, the Aron Kodesh against a different wall, tzorech la'mispalel l'hachzir ponav l'mizroch. Whichever way the Aron Kodesh is, your face has to be at least facing towards the Mizroch, towards Eretz Yisrael. However, the issue footnote number 6 does bring down that the Bir Halacha in Simen Kuf Nun writes that he's not sure about this. In a situation where they put the Aron Kodesh in the north or the south, should the person, I mean, spalu l'chivan Mizrach or l'chivan Aron Kodesh, should they face towards the Aron Kodesh or should they face toward the east? He's not sure. However, Rav Ozner Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi writes that the Ikar Halacha is over here like the Mishnah Berurah, that you face towards Eretz Yisrael and not towards the Aron Kodesh. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that if the perfect orientation is in the corner, and that's going to limit the space in the shul. You don't have to put the actual Aron Kodesh right in the corner. You can put it against one of the walls. And footnote number 5, the Dirsha footnotes, brings down that what happens if they put it, the Aron Kodesh, against the wall that wasn't facing towards Eretz Yisrael, and then they wanted to change the Aron Kodesh to the wall that is facing Eretz Yisrael, there is no problem in doing so. We don't say that you're Moridin Bikdusha in that situation, because the Aron Kodesh is still in the shul, and you're just putting it in the right orientation, so that's what you should do. Paul continues and he writes, "Ein osu mekom ha'aron v'tzad ha'tfila neged zrichas Hashemesh mamash." When you are orienting the Aron Kodesh, and when you are orienting which way you're going to daven, you shouldn't be facing directly towards where the sun is shining. Kizel derech haminim, because this is the way the heretics would daven towards the sun. They're believing that the sun, Rachmon l'Tzlan, is God. So rach mechabdu neged emtzayom. Therefore, you should just go and face keneged emtzayom, which we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah what that means. First, let's do Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud. We write, you should face towards the east. V'imomad l'tzofon l'dorim v'skirulo. If a person is standing in the wrong orientation and somebody points out to him, also lako raglov lafok l'mizrach. In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to move your feet. Elo ya'akim ponav l'mizrach v'day b'zeh. You should turn your head, and it would be sufficient by turning your head towards the east, even though your feet are oriented in a different direction. Afilu v'mispal l'macherim shepneim l'mizrach. And this is true, even if you're davening with other people who are all facing towards the east. However, v'mef, sure, if he doesn't have a choice, you totally turned around in the western direction, you thought you were facing the right way, but you're really facing the wrong way, and you can't turn half your body in one direction and your face in the other direction, in that situation, you do the best that you can, which is to just have your heart facing towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, meaning your mind, but don't get up and move your feet. But this is unfortunately clearly recognizable to everybody else over here, that you're facing the wrong way, so the Prima Godim writes, if you're so totally facing in a different way than everybody else, even in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, you would be allowed to go and move your feet. This is the opinion of Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Port Tanadir Shu 7, that Dafka, even in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, even in the middle of a bracha, you can do this. The Chaim Pasuk B'Sev Shulchan Shlomo as well. If they put the Aron Kodesh on the southern wall, and everybody's facing in that direction, and even though this isn't ideal, as we brought already down in Sif Kut and Tes, if somebody is davening in that shul, you spalu litzad shel tzibur mitzpalim. You should face the way the rest of the tzibur is davening. However, yitzadid panav l'mizrach, but you can turn your head towards the east, and this way you can accomplish both. Sivkot and Yudalev. The Mishnah Berurah writes, what do we mean when we said neged emtzayom? Don't face directly towards the sun, but be a little bit off from the direction that the sun is. Ha'ilish l'lav davka ella rotz l'omer. He means to say over here, be'erech chatzi sho'o sho'a achar kach. You just orient a little bit, not directly facing where the sun is, but just a little bit to the right or the left. Sho'az ha'shemesh kvar no'ad d'harbe mimkomo, u'mesharim kozeh be'eish shi'ocho t'kufas nisan u'tishri yoshivua achas kodum azeh. And this entire orientation that you do is in the certain set months where you know where the sun is, and you just move a little bit away from that direct orientation. Then he says, look in the Bir Halacha, she'atakti es l'shon ha'levush b'zeh. I bring down the levush over there. In the Bir Halacha, he quotes it more exactly and more definitively than he does over here. And he says, here, ve'ayin ba'achronim she'skimu kulam divrei levush. Everybody agrees with the words of the levush. The b'vedino seinu, in our country, she'ain ono yoshu b'marov v'shal yisrael b'chuvah. We're not exactly due west of Eretz Yisrael, but we're northwest of Eretz Yisrael. Raknota gam kin l'tzvono, she'amidu kosel beis ha'knesses, note k'tzas l'tzad mizrochus dro mishal olam. Then ideally, you should have the Aron Kodesh on the somewhat oriented to a southern easterly direction, which is then facing towards Eretz Yisrael, shows tamo mechuvan kineged Eretz Yisrael ubeis hamikdash shekodesh kadoshim. This way, you'll be directly facing the important places. If you face east, then you're not directly facing them. Chayin kol medina lufi tachanosa yamidu ubeis knesses lidarkom. Every place should be oriented their shul towards as best as possible towards Yerushalayim, towards Eretz Yisrael, and in some places that will mean you're facing northwest, and other places you'll be facing southeast, etc. He brings down the Sefer Lecha Chamudos, who is Miyashiv Minag Olam, that Mikol Mako Mashma Minei Gam Kain Shetov Yosel Lasos Kidri Levush. What the Levush is doing is right, even though there may be Tzad L'Hokel, but what the Levush is saying, you should face towards Eretz Yisrael, whichever direction it is, that's the way you should be facing, is the more correct version. V'Mizdamin L'Mokom Shakosu Kinegin HaMizroch Hu Mitzad Lipanav V'Negin Mizroch Hazderomis Ayin Shom. If a person is facing, really should be facing southeast, and then he's in a shul that's facing east, so he can have his body facing east, but he should turn his head a little bit to be southeast. However, in Mizdamin Lo Shomid Mispala Bitzad Darom Aron HaKodesh, if he's on the southern side of the Aron HaKodesh, Lo Yasekin, he shouldn't do this, shows you Yinirek, Kofech, Oref, Lo Panim, Klapi Aron HaKodesh. In this way, it would look like he's turning away from the Aron Kodesh, and that's not right. Ayin Shom Belech Al Chamudos. Then he brings down the Prima Godim, the Mekom Shosen HaKosel, Mamesh Negin HaMizroch. He says if it's directly due east, 12 lasos makom rav litzvon aron hakodesh. Then where should the rav stand? He should be on the northern side. Kidei shuchal lahadrim v'yachkim. So that the rav, when he's facing, should be facing a little bit towards the south, towards the aron kodesh and towards Eretz Yisrael. And then this way, he will also have the additional benefit of facing south, which will make him smarter. The bedarom yevshul lahadrim v'chanal. And if he's in the southern area, he wouldn't be able to face towards the south, as we've already pointed out. In places that they follow the Levush and they have the direct orientation towards Eretz Yisrael, Roy Lahoshev Rav Li Min Horon, then the Rav should be on the right side of the Aron. However, this is only Imlo Lahosim Machlokis Ayakpid, but if there's going to be a fight about this, then it's better not to do this. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, Umisha Rotza Lakayim Amorim, Rotza Lahashir Yatspin, O Lahachim Yadrim. Whoever wants to fulfill this dictum of Chazal, that if you face towards the north, you'll become rich. If you face towards the south, you'll become very smart. Even though you may be turned a little bit towards the north or the south, you should turn your head towards the east, towards Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Yudbeis writes, "Rashi Pirush Evcha." Rashi had a different understanding over here. Shiamod leMizroch v'yitzadi pol of the Darim. You should stand toward the east and face towards the south, Olatzofen, or toward the north. In order that in this way he doesn't face a different orientation than the entire tzibur. And the chayin min hagenu v'nochenu, and we pasken like this. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Kidei shlo yecholok b'amido min hatzibur." So he shouldn't be different than the tzibur. Finally, because of a prima godim, the mekomosh osim kelavush, and those places that have the orientation that the lavush speaks about, which is hakosel litzad mizrochas dromis, to be slightly south and east, ain't tzarich hadrim. Then in that situation, a person shouldn't try to be facing towards the south, the belav hachikenu, because he already is. Gam yevshel hatzbin, and certainly you can't go face towards the north, the nirik hovich ponam Eretz Yisrael, because this way you're going looking like you're facing away from Eretz Yisrael, which is improper. The Halacha Berurah points out that during Chazaras HaShatz, the Tzibur doesn't have to be makbit to have their face towards the Mizrach the entire time, but Rashayim Lahafanos Pineim Lamarav, and they could in fact be turned a little bit towards the west even, and that's not a problem. Finally, if a person was facing in the wrong direction and he realized it only after the Shemoneh Esrei, he certainly doesn't have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, he is Yotzei B'di Eved. That concludes today's shir.